Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We know exercising while pregnant is important, but working out when you've got little ones already can practically seem impossible. So why not make it a family event? Wearing your baby while working out or pushing older children in a stroller provides fitness for mom and fun for baby. I'm Lisa Druxman, Chief Founding Mom at Stroller Strides, and this is Preggy Pals, episode 43.
Is that a plus sign?
Pink or blue?
Hospital or home birth?
What type of food should I be eating?
I think I just peed myself.
I'm pregnant. And I have to exercise?
What pregnancy glow?
Wait, was that a contraction?
Gotta make these pants fit!
I've got kinkles!
What do you mean there's more than one?
You've got the symptoms, and now you've got the support you need for a happy 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way.
Welcome to Preggy Pals, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. I'm your host, Sunny Galt. Thanks to all of our loyal listeners who have joined the Preggy Pals Club. Our members get all of our archived episodes, bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. You'll also receive a free subscription to Pregnancy Magazine. See our website for more information. And another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Preggy Pals apps, available in the Android and iTunes marketplace. We'll be right back.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Before we begin today's episode, here's Jennifer Durbin with some pregnancy tips for the clueless chick.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Durbin, the author of Pregnancy Tips for the Clueless Chick and the mother of two wonderful little boys. I would love to give you all of the inside info you need to find the right pediatrician. Finding a pediatrician for your little one before he or she is born is an important and daunting task if you don't know where to start or what to ask. Like many of your pregnancy questions, you can benefit from asking for recommendations from friends, coworkers, and neighbors. You may also find that your OB or midwife has a list of recommended pediatricians. But first, get a list of pediatricians affiliated with the hospital or birth center where you plan to deliver. Simply check their website or give them a quick call. It's important that you select a pediatrician prior to delivery because most doctors will like to see the baby for their first checkup soon after your discharge from the hospital, and you don't want to be scrambling to find a pediatrician 24 hours after you've delivered. When you're looking for a doctor for your baby, keep in mind that if she's not affiliated with the hospital at which you're delivering, she will not be able to admit the baby to that hospital should complications arise. It's beneficial to meet with two or three pediatricians to get a better idea of the different styles of care available. It's very important to find a pediatrician that you're comfortable with. While you can always change doctors, it's important that in those first few weeks you feel very comfortable talking with your pediatrician should anything come up. Once you've compiled a list of 2 to 3 recommended doctors in your area, check their websites to see if they offer a meet the doctor evening or schedule an individual appointment. Before you venture into their office, remember to think about the questions you'll want to ask to ensure that their treatment methods are compatible with your family. When you finally settle on a pediatrician, don't forget to tell them your due date so that they'll be expecting a call from the hospital when the little one arrives. For even more great tips, visit cluelesschick.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame, The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Today we are continuing our series on pregnancy exercises. For those of you who already have children, you know how difficult it can be to have time to exercise. So why not work out with your kids? Lisa Druxman is our special expert today. She is the chief founding mom at Stroller Strides, and she also has a special featured segment here on Preggy Pals called Prenatal Fitness Tips. Lisa, welcome back to Preggy Pals.
Thank you so much, Sunny, for having me.
I have you all to myself today, just you and me in the studio.
I love it.
Okay, so let's dive into this. Let's first talk about baby wearing. We'll talk about strollers after the break. How can baby wearing help us in our exercise goals?
It actually can do so much. Well, first of all, it seems like every mom nowadays wears her baby at some point, which is so wonderful. If you've ever seen any of the research on people who wear weighted exercise vests, have you ever seen those, right?
Yeah,
I always thought it seemed kind of crazy because I got enough weight carrying on my body. But,
right.
But the interesting thing is that you burn significantly more calories when you have that extra weight. That's why people do it.
Right.
So it's the same thing when you wear your baby. The extra weight will help you burn more calories. So it's really great to do some exercises while wearing the baby because baby's pretty happy being so close to you. They like the movement, and it's a way for you to get a little bit of a workout in.
Yeah. Well, I really like the idea. I have to tell you, though, I don't know. I might feel a little hesitant at first just because it's not a weighted vest. It's a living thing. You know, how mentally, if women are kind of struggling with that, how do you get over that a little bit?
Well, I think that baby safety has to be the first and most important thing. So you have to make sure you're wearing an appropriate baby carrier where your baby is truly secure. And if your baby is not able to hold their head upright yet, that it's got to be something where that baby is nice and snug. Lots of different brands out there, and want to make sure that it's one that has not only just support for the baby, but support for you. So maybe some extra padding. Some of them are more sporty models. Or, you know, I've seen a lot of women do amazing things with the Mobi wrap because they can get that baby like completely secure against them. Now, one of the things that I don't like about baby wearing in general, not just for fitness, is posture. Because you think about, all right, actually, I just sat straight.
I know, I was going to say, I should do that too right now.
Everything about life pulls us forward, and especially with motherhood, is we're pushing strollers and carrying the baby, and everything brings our body forward, which is poor posture. So whenever you're wearing your baby, I want core nice and strong, so button in that belly button. Shoulders are retracted and back. So if we're going to wear baby, whether it's for exercise or just to wear them at all, let's really make sure that baby is secure and that your posture is nice and strong, because otherwise it's weight on your spine and weight pulling you forward, which isn't going to be so good for us.
Okay, and that isn't necessarily dependent on the type of carrier. You're saying all carriers have that potential in there for you to have bad posture.
Anytime you're weighting your spine and putting weight in front of you, you have the potential for bad posture. So
Everybody
engage that core, which is what we want anyways.
Right.
Shoulder blades back and think about being nice, tall, and strong. That alone will be good for your body.
Okay. And what about the size of your baby? When my firstborn was born, he was over 9 pounds and he remained in the 90th percentile, you know, probably still today. Does the weight of your baby have anything to do with, you know, whether or not you should pursue baby wearing and exercising?
So one of the neat things about working out with your baby, and this actually goes for both the stroller pushing and wearing the baby, is that when your baby is smallest and you're kind of at your weakest, you can gradually increase in strength as they get bigger. So their weight gets stronger, the weight gets heavier, and that means the workload gets heavier and you get stronger.
Right.
Now, if your baby feels too heavy to be able to do it successful, then it might not work for you. I have a funny story. When I first started Stroller Strides, I thought that a big part of Stroller Strides would also be the baby workout part, with actually working out with baby, until this one mom said, Lisa, hold Wyatt, and tried to do a bicep curl with him. And Wyatt was like 25 pounds. And I said, all right, we're going to keep babies in the stroller. So it is certainly baby dependent. But if you start when your baby is young, you should be able to build up strength and be able to do it well.
Okay. So I know babies can fit in carriers in different ways. Are there certain positions that you shouldn't have your baby in general, if you're doing baby wearing and fitness?
You know, I think it depends on, again, the age of your baby and that head stability more than anything. So usually where the younger babies, we usually keep them facing towards us and nice and snug and secure. As they get older, in fact, if you go to our Stroller Strides website and you go to the exercises, you can see some pictures of me doing some different exercises with a baby and a baby Bjorn. And I'm pretty sure with all of them, the baby is facing out. And he loved it. He liked looking around and being able to see everything. So again, depends on the age of the baby. And he was certainly a big enough baby that he was fully secure and kind of interactive as I was doing the exercise. Like, he thought it was hysterical when I would do a lunge or a squat. It was like, wee, it was great.
See, my kids might make fun of me too. They may just be like, hey, mom can't even do that lunge. That may be the funny part for them.
Go slow, start small.
Okay, so what are some effective exercises that we could try?
Absolutely. Say, first thing, just walking, obviously, and engaging that core and posture. But you can do some strength exercises as well. So you can do a squat. Again, careful of your positioning. And this one, especially, think about your upper body. You might hinge just a little bit at the hips, but you don't want to bend down all the way because then baby is going to fall out. So just a slight angle. So think about your hips going back in a squat.
Okay.
A walking lunge with the baby in the carrier is great. And let me tell you, I would feel that right now. On my lower body. Such a great, great compound exercise. And my guess is you'll get some cardio in with the strength.
Well, no, that's a good point. So are we talking about just cardio or strength training or both?
It really does both. So if I'm walking or going up the stairs, just the stairs in your house. So if you feel like you can't even get out of the house, go up the stairs in your house. Just careful, hold onto the rail. We don't want anybody tripping.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's going to be cardio because of that extra weight. But by doing the squat, by doing the lunge, and again, safety first. So go slow, make sure baby is secure. You probably need it slow. That's going to be a strength exercise. As long as you feel you can do it completely safely, you can do a wall sit with the baby in a baby carrier. And let me tell you, you will feel it. So again, being real cautious about all of your movements. And strangely enough, I have seen women take stroller strides classes with one baby in a stroller and another baby in a baby carrier.
Oh, so. Yeah. Wow. That's dedication.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you work on your abs while your baby's in a carrier?
Well, yes. There are some exercises that I think would be better without the baby in a baby carrier that we could just do as a baby weight exercise. But again, just by engaging the core while you're holding the baby, I think will be helpful. You can also get on your bottom, and again, as long as baby's secure, and just do almost like a little V-sit where you're leaning back. That would be great. But certainly, you can't do so much like sit-ups or crunches or a plank. You definitely cannot do a plank with the baby in the baby carrier. No. That would be difficult. But again, on our website, you can see some exercises you could do. You could, for core, where honestly, if your baby's that small, you can put your baby on your lap, not in a carrier, and do some crunches and some roll-ups and really involve that baby. I mean, I think that tummy time and play time on the mat is a great time for mom to get some core work in.
Oh, that's a really good idea because you're down there with your baby anyway.
That's right.
Oh, I like that. Now, you mentioned there are some exercises that you can do while holding your baby, maybe not in a baby carrier, but let's talk about that. That's interesting.
So, again, depending on size of baby and head stability. If you're down on the ground, you can put your baby on your hips and do a hip bridge. So you're down on the ground, baby's on hips, raise your glutes all the way up and drop down. Baby loves this one. And let me tell you, it gets right in that backside where somehow pregnancy doesn't just end up on my front, it ends up on my backside.
I feel you.
So a hip bridge is a great one. You can do a baby push-up. So you're holding the baby above your chest, press up, bring it down.
Okay.
You can do a baby bicep curl. So while you're standing, you're holding your baby, bring your baby up, bring it down. So many different exercises. You can plank over your baby. Again, make sure you're safe. You don't want to drop onto your baby because you fatigue. So don't go to failure. But your baby will just love watching you. And you're still engaging with them and getting a little bit of a workout. So I think as a new mom, you know, sometimes we just throw in the towel because we're like, we can't get our workout in.
I know.
It doesn't have to look like a traditional workout. You don't have to go to the gym, and it doesn't have to be 20 minutes. Just to get a little something in here, a little something in there, and mm-hmm. it will help bring your body back.
Yeah. Well, what about those of us, because I include myself in this list, I actually have a nice piece of equipment in my house. And in my case, it is it's an elliptical. Okay, it's a really nice elliptical. I have absolutely no reason to
I'm not going to suggest you wear the baby carrier.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So if we have, I'm not saying, well, let's talk about the elliptical, but if you have a bike in your house, a stationary bike, can you use those pieces of equipment, or is that just a little too, because I have to be honest, I tried it one day.
Okay, how'd it work?
Bad. Just because I felt like my body, you know, with an elliptical, you're changing weight all the time, and, you know, I just felt like I had no sense of balance.
I probably wouldn't recommend that. Your sense of balance is going to be so off. I mean, I'd be curious to get some comments from some of your listeners if they've tried it. I mean, honestly, I talk about baby carrying a lot, and I really haven't thought about doing it on a stationary bike.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I think you can, but I probably wouldn't suggest it. Your spine and your body is weighted differently. So I feel better about you doing exercises where it's just your own body
right.
weight and your body can compensate. As soon as we bring in another piece of equipment, it concerns me more.
Well, and that's how I felt when I was doing it. I was like, this just feels off. But I was like, well, you know, what's the difference between being on an elliptical and walking? But you're right. It's like another factor. It's another piece of, you know, you're bringing another piece of the equation.
I'm sure there are women out there who have done it and probably done it successfully, but just as many who maybe it's not the best thing
yes,
for your body.
I agree. Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to switch gears and we'll talk about how to work out with your stroller. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Today, we are continuing our series on pregnancy exercises. Today, we're talking about baby wearing and stroller workouts. Lisa Drexman is our special expert today. She's chief founding mom of Stroller Strides. So let's talk about strollers. I feel like this is your main area of expertise here, since it relates so much to your business. So how can stroller workouts help us in our exercise goals?
You know, I'm going to go back to my own personal story from 11 years ago.
Sure.
I was a new mom, wanted to get back in shape, needed to get out of the house, and working out with my baby in the stroller was our best hour of the day for Jacob and for me. I was getting fresh air, I was getting some exercise, and he thought it was hysterical to watch me outside working out and him getting some fresh air. So
yeah.
I think there are so many benefits. I mean, I don't know a single mom who doesn't put her baby in a stroller at some point, right? So it's a great way for you to get some time for your working out and starting to bring your body back to life. Same thing as we talked about with the baby carrying. As your baby gets bigger, the weight gets heavier, mm-hmm. the workload gets stronger, and so you'll burn more calories and you'll get stronger. So there's so many benefits in working out with a stroller. I just love it.
You know, another thing I really like about it too is it gets you out of the house so
Absolutely.
Much. And we just did an episode for our sister show, Parent Savers, about new mommies feeling isolated, you know, and that happens so much. And this is such a good opportunity to not feel like you have to be away from your baby, but to experience something to get you out of the house. Because even 10, 15 minutes, a walk around the block can do wonders.
It was why I started Stroller Strides, because I was loving the stroller workout, but then I knew nothing about motherhood and I needed to connect with other moms. So if you have any way to either go to a Stroller Strides class or just go meet some other moms with your strollers, it is the best way for everybody to get exercise, get out of the house, mm-hmm. have some fun with your baby, and to get that support that you need.
What type of strollers, without mentioning any brand names, because mm-hmm. I know you have at least
one
in particular.
I will not mention any names.
But do you have some that you prefer? I know that. What type of strollers are best, do you think, for workouts?
Well, I will say, I think that so many baby products are disposable. And what I mean by that is, like, you have a baby in a playpen or a swing or something like that, and you're done with it pretty soon.
Yeah.
But my strollers lasted me for 6 years. I mean, mm-hmm. not that my six-year-old necessarily went into it, but, like, they really, really can last. So, first of all, I'm just going to say that when you choose to buy a stroller, make sure it is a product that don't just throw that on the baby list, like, that you have tested out, that you can, I mean, I see some of these poor women trying to put them together in the parking lot at Stroller Strides, and it's just, it's like they need an engineering degree. So make sure it is quick. You could do it with one hand, and that it's something that's durable. As far as types of strollers to work out with, I would definitely recommend a jogging stroller. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, the strollers are getting so great, so it's almost like you can buy one stroller that does everything for you, because right. your car seat can attach to it. Like for Jacob, I think I had three different strollers. For Rachel, my daughter, so, you know, a few years younger, I had one stroller. I won't say my brand. That was it. I used it for everything. So I do like the strollers also with the revolving wheel, because I think that it's easier to push. Otherwise, you get that thing where you kind of got to push on the back wheels to turn it.
Yeah.
So I like the revolving wheel, but I also like one that locks straight. So if you're a runner and you really want to go for more of a straight run, it is better to be able to lock that wheel. So
if you already have your stroller and it's not a jogging stroller, can you still use that? What would be some of the issues you may encounter if you don't have a jogging stroller?
Well, it just depends on, are we talking about an umbrella stroller, or are we talking about because I don't really recommend.
No umbrella strollers.
All right, good. We have lots of moms who come to Stroller Strides without a jogging stroller, and it really is okay. It's going to be a little bit harder if you go on any kind of trails or anything that's bumpy, a little harder to turn. So, again, it's all about posture. Be careful of posture. So whether you are pushing a shopping cart at the market or pushing a stroller, every time you're going to turn or push, tummy tight first. Engage that core. It will protect your spine, and it will end up giving you the look you're looking for.
Okay. Similar to our conversation about baby wearing, do your kids need to be a certain age? I know they make strollers. The one that I just got has like an area where they can sit when they get to probably be 5 or 6 or whatever. I mean, you could potentially put a lot of resistance on this stroller.
You definitely could. We usually recommend that people wait till 6 weeks. And there's nothing magic about the baby at 6 weeks, but the doctor hopefully around then has given you your clearance to start a traditional exercise program.
Right.
It doesn't mean you can't start walking with the stroller sooner than that.
Right.
It just I can't give you a blanket answer because it depends on the stroller. Every stroller manufacturer will tell you what their age guidelines are.
But if you follow that, then
it should
be fine.
You should be fine. And then even still, like even when my little ones, I got those like little snuggy head wraps just to make sure. You just want them snug and secure, you know, fully. Because if you're behind the stroller, you might not be able to see them very well. You want to make sure that they're in there comfortably and that they're not bopping around.
Right. Well, that's a really good point. Are there other, again, without mentioning brand names, are there other accessories that you would recommend for strollers if you're going to be, you know, using it as an exercise?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think some of them already have kind of a padded harness, but you can add some padding to the harness, like a seatbelt padding, just because you want them to be snug and comfortable, I think is important. You want them to like it so that it goes well for you. And I think just the little thing that goes around the head to keep them snug in there. I liked kind of those fuzzy blankets. Like a lamb's wool. So those are nice as well. And then the other thing I would recommend as your babies get older and turn into toddlers is I get lots of moms who say, well, I can't do a stroller workout because my baby fusses and doesn't like being in the stroller.
That would be my concern too.
Okay. So here I've got so many different tricks on that. We could do a whole episode just on that. But one suggestion is get a little bag of toys that is the special stroller bag toys. Okay. You do not let your kids play with those toys at any other time. And travel toys are great for that. So any of those little, you know, special drawing things or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it makes it something that they actually want to do.
Because it's special only when they're in the stroller.
It makes it special only when they're in the stroller.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. I may have to try that with, you know, and it's tough too, especially if you have more than one, because one could be upset, the other one could be fine, and sometimes one triggers the other.
Oh, yes.
When they're both doing fine, then all of a sudden you've got two crying babies or kids on your hands.
Yeah, somebody needs to invent a divider that goes between for the kids to sit by my side by side. So they can't pinch them and all that good stuff.
Okay. Can you work out with a double stroller?
Absolutely. I've seen moms push a triple stroller, which even I say, wow.
I don't even know what a triple stroller looks. So
really?
Like a really long, like
I've seen both.
A limo version of the stroller?
There's a limo version, and then there's a side-by-side triple, which you could never get through a doorway.
I was just going to say, how would you ever do that?
It's pretty tough, but they do it. So I congratulate and admire those moms, amazing moms who are so dedicated and committed.
So, okay. So what areas of the body are utilized with stroller workouts? I think that we first think, well, it's got to be your legs because you're walking, right?
It's total body.
It's total body.
It is total body. When you are pushing with good form, your core is engaged, your glutes, your thighs, everything, your arms. Mm-hmm. So you want to be careful when you're pushing a stroller. Shoulders stay back. You don't want to lock up any of your joints. So keep your wrists in neutral alignment, feet and knees facing forward. Boobies facing forward, mm-hmm. like not facing down. I mean, yes, we've had gravity.
Sometimes we can't help
yes,
it.
Yes, okay. If they, where we want the nipples to be, picture them like headlights.
Okay, got it.
Too much information. So, again, I'm just going to keep nagging on, engage the core, shoulders back, you know.
Okay.
And think about your head. Like, there are so many times I want to pull over to, like, some mom that I see walking by and be like, improve your posture. Like, they don't realize they're completely hunched over the stroller and their head is jutted forward.
Yeah.
All right, can I do a posture exercise with you really quick?
Oh, okay, yeah, because so, you see how horrible my posture
is. No, me too. We're both doing it. All right, so for all the listeners, you guys all have to do this. This is one of my favorite exercises. Sit up nice and tall. And I want you, I'm not going to do it because then I'm going to block the microphone. Mm-hmm. Put your hand directly in front of your face so that your nose just touches it, okay? Now, just touches it. Now, promise me you're not going to move that hand. Lock the hand in place. I want you to bring your head all the way back using the back of your neck muscles. Now, move your head back without moving your hand. All right, so move your head back. Now, come back to neutral position. Do you see that you are no longer touching your hand? That is because everybody gets forward head posture. And you think about when you see, you know, little old ladies that are 80, 90 years old, like, we want to prevent this. We want to prevent the degeneration. So just constantly take an inventory of your body from the top to the bottom, head back, shoulders back, abs back.
Right. So when we're talking about pushing our strollers, are there other exercises that you do besides just walking with your stroller?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we get in a total body workout and you can too. So as long as you don't care what other people think of you when you're, which you shouldn't.
As a mom, you just need to get over that right away.
Just get over that. A walking stroller lunge is amazing. A stroller squat is great. We use, we have a whole new line of classes called stroller bar.
Okay.
Because the bar of your stroller is very much like a ballet bar. So almost any exercise you do in a bar class, you can do with your stroller. So you never want to lean on the stroller, though. I just want to give that precaution.
Yeah.
But you can still do some really, really great exercises. Amazing. And then the other thing is get an exercise tube, which, you know, costs you $7.
What is that?
An exercise tube?
Yeah.
It's literally looks like a tube, a resistance tube with handles.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, okay. So it's
an exercise band sometimes people call it.
Yeah.
And you throw that into your stroller, and then you can stand in front of your baby and do bicep curls. Or there's a variety. I mean, literally, you can work every body part with your exercise tube. So what I would suggest is walk or run for a few minutes. And depending on where your territory is, go do some push-ups at a table. Walk or run for a minute. Go do some tricep dips at a bench. Walk or run for a few minutes. Do some lunges. And I'm telling you, by the end, you will get an amazing, amazing workout. And certainly, we've got plenty of workouts on our website that we can share with you guys that way, too.
So what are some of the benefits of exercising with a group and instructor? Because we've been talking about things that I guess theoretically you could do on your own.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we're getting out. We might as well meet up with other moms and do this together, right?
Well, I mean, I think that I think Stroller Strides has grown as fast as it has and is the force that it is because of the group connection, because moms support each other. And you also don't feel silly doing your lunges by yourself compared to, you know, when you've got 30 women doing it with you. But all of our instructors are nationally certified instructors who are specially trained in pre and postnatal fitness. And to have someone who's guiding you, like, you don't realize that your posture's not right, you know, to have someone who's coaching you and finding out what your goals are and supporting you both in fitness and in motherhood is pretty empowering. So, I would just say that it's inspiring to have a great instructor and some great moms surrounding you.
Okay, so we talked about precautions that you should take with when you're wearing your baby. What are some of the precautions that we should take when pushing our babies in a stroller, when exercising that way?
Well, we mentioned some of them already, just making sure that baby is secure. So I'm always going to say baby safety first.
Okay.
But certainly, mom, I think your safety is important too. So I would say that wear a safety strap if your stroller has one, so that way your stroller can never get away from you. If you're doing any exercises that are stepping away from the stroller, like a push-up at the table like we talked about, I always want your stroller locked, and I want you to have it just a hands away from you. And I certainly believe that you should never be doing it by a street or anything where we have to worry about a stroller rolling. As far as safety for stroller form, again, just making sure not to lock your joints, not to bend your wrist. That's a really common one, is that you bend at the wrist, you have like a flexed wrist, and that's where we're going to get some carpal tunnel issues. So just making sure that your posture and form is great. You know, I think if you do those things, make sure that you stay hydrated during your workout. Make sure your baby's got sunblock on or shade.
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're not just protecting yourself. You got to protect your baby.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sunny.
This conversation continues for members of our Preggy Pals Club. Did you know that 1 in 4 moms gets postpartum depression? But we can help you beat the blues. Learn how exercises like wearing your baby and pushing a stroller can help you overcome that. Okay, so we have a question from one of our listeners, and this question is for Dr. Donishmend, and it's from Jenny from St. Paul, Missouri. Jenny says, I am currently pregnant with twins. This is our second pregnancy. I delivered our first child at our home without any medication, and we'd like to do the same with this pregnancy. She says, this pregnancy is progressing normally without any problems to date. Is a home birth possible, and how should I approach this with my doctor? What do you think, Dr. D?
Well, I think, you know, obviously discuss it with your doctor. There are many patients that come and see me that I wouldn't say many, but at least I've had two in the last 2 years that came in and said, you know, we really want as much of a natural birth as possible. We're actually looking at midwives. Fantastic. I love midwives. I'd give them, you know, Best Start, you know, UCSD, midwifery, and go see them. And they've switched and they've had a great experience. In case of, you know, I'm not a huge fan of home births. And because, you know, remember, I'm also jaded,
right.
You know, we see, you know, patients and we're looking for zebras. Right. So I want, if I'm going to, I think midwives are just as good as obstetricians, if not better. They're fabulous. And I hope obstetricians are not listening to this tape. So they're going to hate me. No, but you know, it's because it's the experience and it's the rapport you build with your healthcare provider. And also, again, if a patient is low risk, and twins, remember, 60% of twins end up with cesarean sections, and 10 to 30% of twins end up with a C-section after delivery of baby A. And you've got two babies now that you have to think about. And it also depends on, with the twins, are they both head down? If baby B is breech, would I recommend that? Well, in about 10% to 30% of the time, that baby may need to be delivered via cesarean section. So at a home birth, I'd be concerned about that, because by the time you get that mom to the hospital, and if, let's say, for example, the heart rate is down because there is a cord prolapse after rupturing the membranes, because the baby is not head down or not completely booty down, because sometimes babies can be in transverse position, then you're taking a risk. The question is, how much of a risk are you willing to take? And that's the thing. If you're going to have a midwifery delivery, fantastic. But be at a setting where they can attend to the baby very quickly. Either it's very close to the hospital, or you've got your a couple of floors, you know, down or up, where you've got an anesthesiologist, and you can get that mom very quickly into the operating room if need be. So again, a discussion to have with the midwife, with the obstetrician. Personally, twin deliveries I would not recommend at home.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Preggy Pals. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Parent Savers, for parents with newborns, infants, and toddlers, and our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies. Coming up next week, how do you deal with gender disappointment? This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.